Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
To begin the class, I have two students here who are from the committee to recall Republican Senator Hopper. Hopper is the Republican state senator. If you live in his district is all the way up to Nina Menasha, all the way down to Fond du Lac, out to Waupun, and around the bottom of the lake. So it's Fond du Lac County, parts of Dodge County, and all of Winnebago County. And if you're reading the newspapers, there's an effort. I think there's about 100 faculty that are doing this on this campus. But we, our effort is to recall this Republican senator, and by signing this sheet, all it's saying is that you, you're signing it to have him recalled. The recall effort started March 1st. We have 60 days in which to collect 15,000 signatures, and then on May 1st, if we have enough signatures, they then will schedule a recall election. And there'll be an election where they'll stand for election again. So this isn't saying who you want to vote for. This is just saying that if you sign this, that you, you're signing to have a new vote, a new election. So, any questions about this? I'm not going to do this in the classroom, but these two students are going to stand outside. And if you want to sign their clipboard.
Where's the classroom?
I live in Menasha, and from what I understand, Senator Ellis is.
I think you can sign it, and if it doesn't, if you are in that district, then your signature just won't count. If you sign this, you should sign it with your campus address. You know, like if you, instead of your parents' address, sign it with the address here on campus. I'm not asking you to do it. You're not required to do this. It's a free country. You can sign it or not sign it. I prefer to have people do it outside because that way, you know, it's not like I'm watching who's signing and who's not signing. And so if you want to, you can go outside and sign it. If you don't want to, then we'll just stay in class here. Matt, you want to take it out? Take it outside. You'll probably get this in different classes, and I should tell you, as I've understood it, there's a recall of 8 Republican state senators, and then there's a recall of 6 Democratic state senators. So you can, you'll be seeing a lot of these petitions. You'll see them at the student union. You'll see them in the bars. You'll see them. There's people standing on the street corners outside with these petitions. So, and this is happening all over the state. So, in the different state districts, and then there's going to be a recall of Governor Walker, which won't start till next January. As I understand it, what the law says is that you can't recall an elected official until they've been in office 1 year. And the reason you see this on campus a lot is that the effect of the Walker's budget on this university is, number one, will be an 8% pay cut for all faculty and staff. 8% pay cut. There'll be a legal press to belong to a union. And you should know that all the faculty, janitors, maintenance people, secretaries, they all belong to a union. They're all in a union right now. So their union will be decertified. And this affects teachers, professors, parole officers, corrections officers, and a lot of police and fire. Police and fire are not exempt from this. All public employees. So the big salary cuts is 8 to 10% of their wages are cut, not just 1 year, but from here on out. They'll make it so that we won't be able to belong to unions. Which, once that's done, then all the wages will get lower and lower. So, just give you an example. I had a nurse, she was 75 years old. She walked up to me last week, and she told me she was a Republican, and that she voted for Walker. And that she was a nurse at Tichita, the women's prison. And that when she retired, she made $12,000 a year. Of Tichita, after she retired, they got a union. And now those nurses make like $60,000 a year. So what it means without a union, it means all police and fire are in unions. Without unions, those occupations are going to be reduced in wages, benefits. It's going to be a lot less rewarding to be in law enforcement because they're going to cut all the police unions. In fact, I was told today that the Winnebago mental health units here in Oshkosh, that they're going to close them. That's going to put thousands of Oshkosh people out of work. And they closed two juvenile prisons this week, laid off 400 people. So it's just beginning. And so anyway, you're gonna see these petitions everywhere. Because I went to a meeting last week in Fond du Lac. 200 people showed up to take these petitions. And there was a meeting here on campus in the student union. 400 people showed up to get copies of this petition. So. Please call out your name.
Todd.
Todd. Lori.
Yeah.
Eric. Sarah.
Right here.